the invitation I got to the Rotary International Integrated Cooking Workshop in Oaxaca last year is what brought me here today to talk about it. I participated in a one-week workshop in Oaxaca last October, and as I prepared my presentation here today, I walked down a road of discovery, realizing how many integrated cooking workshops and trainings Rotary has done around the world. Alone in Mexico, they'd already trained about 1,200 people, and I was just becoming aware of it myself. As a co-founder of Solar Household Energy, an NGO based in Washington, D.C., we've recently enlarged our mission to embrace integrated cooking. Our mission used to just read Solar Cooking for Humanitarian Human Development and Environmental Relief, but now it's Integrated Cooking for the same. Solar Cookers International, our sister organization in Sacramento, endorses integrated cooking as well. Last summer, we did demonstrations on Capitol Hill for the House and for the Senate and for the State Department, and all of the displays we set up were on integrated cooking. We, however, only actually cooked with solar cookers because we weren't allowed to build a fire on Capitol Hill. Solar Household Energy started about 9 years ago, and we set up as our first task to research the 30 years of solar cooking efforts worldwide to find out why they hadn't succeeded, or in some cases, what elements of the cooking solar cooking projects had succeeded. From there, we developed a new cooker, which is here. Perhaps some of you saw it out there, which incorporated some of the features of the Cook-It, which David, I think, showed on his slideshow. But the Cook-It is basically the cheapest solar cooker ever made out of cardboard with aluminum foil. And the cooking is done inside of a plastic bag with the traditional pot anyone has with a lid that you paint black. We saw that that was a very welcomed solar cooker because the people, our target audience is poor and has little space, so we retained some of the elements of the Cook-It in that it's small and portable, and it's of course become a much more efficient and attractive cooker and more expensive. Fortunately, we developed a partnership with Mexico's Nature Conservation Fund back in 2002, and were able to have 100 of these prototypes tested for user acceptance, and another 18 of them tested worldwide by solar cooking experts to get feedback before it was manufactured in great quantities. Together with Nature Conservation Fund Mexico, we won funding for 1 year from the World Bank Development Marketplace to launch this product in Mexico, to manufacture it and distribute it to 5 different states. Right following that, we won 2 years of funding from the PCIA to continue the same project but look more to the benefits in reducing smoke, indoor air pollution. Wherever we trained, we were always asked, what do you do when it rains? What do you do at night? We can't use this except in the midday when the sun is shining. And we never really had an answer. These are two boys in Afghanistan hauling wood in the rain. But now we do have an answer. It's integrated cooking. Integrated cooking is the only sustainable solution. Integrated cooking consists of 3 parts. David called it something else. What did you call it, David?
What?
Integrated cooking. You gave it a different...
Ecological
cooking. In this case, we say use the solar cooker whenever the sun is available. That's your primary source of cooking. If it's not available, use a fuel-efficient stove. that's appropriate to the area where you're working. And in any case, always use a heat retention system for both types of cooking. It has two uses, the heat retention or fireless cooker, or the hay basket as you want to call it. It will finish cooking your food and it will keep your food hot. Okay. At the Rotary International workshop in Oaxaca, which lasted 1 week, on the last day we had a very festive event. And this is the banner that the organization of the government called Defense of the Integrated Defense of the Family, abbreviated DIF, printed to show that the workshop consisted of solar cookers and fuel-efficient stoves. Before this banner, we had there was a panel, and the lead personality on the panel was the governor's wife. All right. Here you see the governor's wife in traditional Oaxacan huipil, tasting the food that was cooked in the 15 or so fuel-efficient stoves and in the cook-it and in the hay basket and on the solar cookers after the presentation. All right. I've copied a picture of Ruth Whitfield and David's wife, who began doing demonstrations of integrated cooking and actual workshops already back in 2002. Okay. Here we have an integrated cooking project in a refugee camp in Chad. These are refugees from Darfur that have crossed across the border to Chad, and three NGOs together came up with enough money and 2 years of commitment to equip the 40,000 refugees with cook-its. Every family has two, and teach the women to make heat retention baskets. And a German NGO has been supplying the camp with fuel-efficient stoves. The three NGOs together have now left the camp because they see it as a success story, and they're going to replicate the same strategy elsewhere. I should say that that success story is, I'll be glad to send it to anyone that's interested. It's got a good article in the Christian Science Monitor and another one in, there are a few films about it on YouTube. All right. Back to the workshop in Oaxaca. I learned from Larry was the heat retention and the fuel-efficient stove trainer. We learned that we could make fuel-efficient stoves out of just about anything. I was most charmed by the flower pot fuel-efficient stoves. You can go on to the next one. Here's one that's completed that I actually found in Oaxaca. No, not in Oaxaca. I think I found it. It's from Hita. Okay, yeah, this is an NGO, the Victor's NGO. I found it. I guess you were working together with Aproventure. Yeah, okay. Here we are at the Oaxaca workshop. This was a stove that really impressed me. It was a certain number of bricks just assembled in a certain way on top of a chair, a wooden chair, and with that, we cooked all sorts of things, meat stew and tortillas and lentils, and it was right on top of a chair. That's a trick we can do with a solar cooker because the solar cooker has no fire, but I'd never, ever thought that I would find a fuel-efficient stove on top of a wooden chair. That was my favorite. All right. Lorena Harp, who is the coordinator for the Hot Pot Solar Oven Oaxaca, and I both asked Larry if he could help us design a fuel-efficient stove that would be most appropriate for making tortillas and nixtamal. Nixtamal is what they call, what they need to do with the corn kernels. They need to boil them before they mill them and make that mass into tortillas. And the tortillas and the nixtamal are the two food elements in Mexico that consume the largest quantity of firewood. So Larry said, let's use a wash tub. That's easily commercially available, so we got a wash tub, and here we are learning how to make it. You can go to the next slide. It has two handles on it, and when it was finished, it was Lorena's tool to add to her toolkit when she goes to different villages to teach people to solar cook. Now she can also teach people that this is a fuel-efficient stove as a companion to the solar cooker. Here we are at the last day in the display with the governor's wife checking the foods in the different cookers and taking off the lids, watching the food cook in the fuel-efficient stoves. We were very fortunate that we had a very sunny day, and our pies and cakes and meat dishes and beans all turned out perfectly. Go ahead. During the five-day workshop, a lot of people brought in recycled cans and of different shapes and sizes, and each one was then made into a fuel-efficient stove. Here's one up close frying an egg on a comal. Okay. Larry built one heat retention basket, and here he is taking the food that has been sitting in the heat retention basket for about 3 hours to check to see if the food is done. Prior to putting it in the heat retention basket, it had cooked on that brick stove on the chair for about 40 minutes. All right. My NGO is starting to work in Senegal, and we've been fortunate in that we found an area where the people actually weave baskets. So we're going to teach them how to use the heat retention basket. This lady is actually able to solar cook her family's meal while she's weaving a basket. So that's an income generation opportunity. All right. One more. Go back, please. Yeah, the integrated cooking method always brings people together. There's knowledge sharing, it's festive, and it always ends up with a shared meal. It was my first opportunity to participate in an integrated cooking workshop, and it was thoroughly enjoyable, incredibly well organized. And the last slide should show boiling beans. Let's see if it does. It's supposed to just start. No. It's not going to work. Well, some of you saw the food cooking that David had on his film, I'm sure. I would like to give special thanks to Rotary International and to the EPA for making all of these projects possible. I would like to use the rest of the time I have to show a film made by Rotary International in a program, a similar program, but it was actually it wasn't just a workshop, it was a training program in Rwanda done last year or the year before.
Great, let's see it.
Yes, and it's a very well done film, and it'll show everything from an African perspective.